Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Brett. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ken Brett. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Woods. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stennett moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stennett scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Zisk moves to third. It's 2-0, Pirates. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lintz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woods. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-1 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kirkpatrick fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a line drive into right field. Woods picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Woods. Tavares moves to second. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavares scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Pirates. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Davis now playing center field. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hebner strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oliver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods bunts towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Jorgensen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Pirates. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Steve Renko. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Tony Scott pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Jose Morales pinch hits for Larry Lentz. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Expos. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 3 in the game. Manguel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Jim Cox now playing second base. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Ed Kirkpatrick. Dave Parker pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from foot and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Robertson now playing first base. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foot hits a line drive towards third. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-3 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is called out on strikes. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.